sorrow isn't something that we'd ever wish upon ourselves. Why would we? And yet, what if I told you that there's one type of sorrow that God wants for us that actually is good for us? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, life has its ups and downs, and one of the real downers is when someone sharply criticizes us. When they point out something we'd rather they hadn't, and worse still, we realize that they're 100% right. All of a sudden, we see how stupid we've been, how much damage we've done, the ramifications of our attitudes and our actions. That's a terrible feeling. It's precisely that feeling that the Apostle Paul's friends in Corinth experienced on more than one occasion when he wrote to them. Particularly the first of his letters to the Corinthians that we still have on record was, man, as sharp as you can get. It really brought grief and sorrow to the people in that church. But in his second letter he writes, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10, "Now I am happy, not because you were made sad, but because your sorrow made you decide to change. That's what God wanted, so you weren't hurt by us in any way." The kind of sorrow God wants makes people decide to change their lives. This leads them to salvation, and we can't be sorry for that. But the kind of sorrow the world has will bring death. The sort of sorrow that God wants for us, the sort that's incredibly good for us, is the sort that leads us to the decision to change, the sort that leads us on the path to eternal life. That's what God wants, and that's His Word, fresh for you today. And friend, please don't forget that I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Man, the Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.